Please welcome to the show my boy, Boris Kojo.
Morning.
Kojo.
Morning, family. Morning, Charlie. Morning, Tommy. Morning, Steve.
Hey, boy.
Big dog, how you feeling, man?
I'm great. I just landed in New York. It's beautiful weather here, and I'm excited. The movie's coming out tomorrow, and everybody's hyped about it. Life is good. And congratulations to you, Steve. The show is banging.
Oh, man, thank you so much, man. Thank you very much. But listen, man, you got a big role in this movie, Resident Evil. Retribution, which hits theaters this weekend, is it?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's actually number 5, if you believe it or not. It's a very successful franchise based on the video game Resident Evil. Mm-hmm. And it's the beautiful Mila Jovovich and myself. Mm-hmm. There's Michelle Rodriguez and a bunch of other people came back from the first couple movies to be in this one. And basically, it's post-apocalyptic world with a lot of zombies, and I'm just trying to survive, man. I'm just trying to survive.
Hey, look, you played.
It's always tough for the black guy in the movie to make it through the movie, especially when
that's rare.
Vampires.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say I'm in this one too. I made it,
and
I'm looking to save it again. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, man, you play the role of Luther West. Tell us about the movie. Tell us about your character, Luther West.
Luther West is he's an ex-basketball player who finds himself in this post-apocalyptic world where everything has gone to crap and zombies are running around. And he hooks up with Alice, who comes in and they fight these zombies to try to get out of there and find some survivors. And, in this new one, I still survive. And I was separated from her, and she is held captive in the Umbrella Corporation. So I hook up with 3 other guys, and we go in there and raise hell to get out of there. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Yeah. This video game has a huge following.
Oh, it's huge. Huge following. It's a global phenomenon. It's the most successful video franchise in the world. And I promoted the movie in Germany. They flew to Asia. And everywhere we go, people are just in love with the movie. So I'm proud to be a part of it. It's it's epic. It's got tons and tons of fight scenes. We had to work out for 6 weeks before the movie to get the fight choreography down. I did all my own stunts because when you see Mila Jovovich and Michelle Rodriguez in 5-inch heels and tight outfits doing these things, I can't punk out. You know, see,
yeah.
I can't be like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm 6'4", 230. I couldn't punk out, so I had to get down and do my own thing. So it's a bunch of beautiful women running around, kicking zombie butt, and it's me running around in a tank top all movie.
Wow.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I tell you one thing. You can tune in and see boys in that tank top. If I get in a movie in a tank top, you're going to want to tune in and see that your damn self. The hell was he thinking? Put that damn tank top on for the whole movie. I can't even get my shirt tow in a movie. Hey, man, let me move on because we got a lot of moviegoers that's going to go out this weekend. But you're also filming a project, Real Husbands of Hollywood, with this fool Kevin Hart.
Yes,
how did you ever get in that? Whose idea was it? What's happening?
Man, well, Chris Spencer, you know Chris. Chris, he created the show, and I don't know what I was thinking. It's Kevin Hart, it's myself, it's Robin Thicke, who's hysterical, it's Faison Love, who's a fool, you know him.
Woo!
It's Dwayne Martin, it's my man J.B. Smoove, it's Nick Cannon, it's Nelly.
Nelly?
The Entertainer came in last week and did an episode with us. It's a mess, it's a hot mess. All we do is lay on the ground and laugh. All day long.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
Tough job.
It's a mock reality show. It's about our friendship in Hollywood and our wives. And, you know, Kevin is trying to make it. You know, he's a single guy and we're all married and he's jealous and he fights and he, you know him. He's a fool.
So
all day. It's just improv and it's the best job I ever had. It is truly a pleasure to work with these guys. And, you know, finally I get to act the fool, which I've never been able to do. So,
wow.
So the Real Husbands of Hollywood, it comes in on BET. It starts in January. And people do not want to miss this.
It's going to be major. And I know Chris Spencer real well. And he deserves a shot like this.
Absolutely.
He came up with that whole concept at the award show when I think it was the BET Awards when Kevin
Hart. Yeah,
Hall,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he came up with that concept. Right. Yeah. Hey man, before we get out of here, how's the custom line doing? The shirts?
Alpha? Man, World of Alphas. Thank you. World of Alphas doing great. You know, everybody who wants to wear a custom suit, a custom shirt, a custom jeans, go on World of Alpha, pick your fabric, and design your own stuff. It's affordable. The suits are $200. The shirts are $30. It's been going crazy. Charles Barkley's wearing our stuff. Shaq, tons and tons of people really falling in love with the concept because it's really a first thing. And what we did last week, we launched the Alpha Team Initiative for people to be able to supplement their income. They'll have their own website. They can partner up with us. And then be financially independent. They have their own.
Wow.
They are completely
smart move.
No product liability. We're trying to boost the economy, Steve. You know, help people out because everybody's trying to make that money.
Hey man, smart move though. You know that really gives people an opportunity to kind of enter into the business world without the risk.
Exactly.
You know,
everybody can be their own entrepreneur. They have their own website. They can structure their business however they choose. They have no product liability, no experience is needed. They only have to pay $59. That's it. $59 is the investment, and they go in and they start their own business.
You and your brother Pat, y'all some hustlers, man.
I'm not mad at that.
I ain't mad at them.
No, I think that's a very, very smart idea. It's almost like how you start a company, you know, with the multi-level marketing, except you're just giving individuals a chance to be their own boss.
To be their own boss. And also, you know, what's really important is that it's all about the product. And we have a really great, high-quality product that we want to introduce people to because, especially here, people are not accustomed to having custom clothing.
No.
Because, first of all, it's too expensive. And number two, people are just not used to it. They always compromise. They go to the store and they see a shirt they like and they say, you know what, I know the sleeves are too short, I'm going to just roll them up. Or they see something that fits, and they say, you know what, I don't like the color pink, but I'm going to take it because it fits. And now they don't have to do that anymore. And they have a custom suit, custom shirts, custom jeans, and they do not have to pay a whole paycheck on that, which we're very proud of.
Hey, man, great job with the movie this weekend. Much luck, everybody. It's Resident Evil Retribution. It's in theaters this weekend. Go see it. And also, for your custom clothing people out there who want to check out custom clothing or you want to look at the business opportunity, go to worldofalpha.com. That's world, O-F of, and then alpha, A-L-F-A, A-L-F-A.com. Hey, Boris Kojo, we love you, boy. Keep doing
it. Thank you, guys. Love you guys, too. I miss you. I hope to see you guys soon.
All right,
Boris. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.